Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Jake Volnick back with you guys here on Overtime. Coming up here in about an hour's time, we're going to get a grip as we always do. But right now, let's take this chance to head out to the fan hotline. Talk to our good friend over there at Cleveland.com. Joins us every Friday at 8 o'clock. It's Lance Risland, Coach Riz. Lance, what's going on?
Not much, Jake. What's going on with you, buddy?
Well, Lance, I feel like for the first time, just a little bit, I have an ounce of hope, even after watching Shador play, I don't know, about as poorly as a quarterback could in his debut, going 4-for-16. Like, the numbers will tell you, the eye test told you it wasn't great. But I don't know, even something about the last drive, it did something for me just to have a little excitement.
Well, you know, and here's the thing about the quarterback position. It will always be, in the nature of football, it's a position that gets way too much credit, way too much blame. And, you know, I have ad nauseum told people, you know, this week that, you know, I want him to be successful. And I hope he's kind of built to where he's impactful. And if I had one thing to say about Dylan, I'm not on board with him playing as poorly as people thought, but I am on board with him not being as impactful as I thought he'd be. So sometimes a switch is necessary. It doesn't mean it's all on the quarterback, but to get results out of other positions on the offense, sometimes a change needs to be made. And like I said, I'm a quarterback guy. I like quarterbacks to play well. So I'm looking forward to see what he can do with a couple days of practice and see if he's ready to go here.
Yeah, no doubt. Lance, obviously, I just want to look at his debut for a second, because I mentioned to you, it was bad. Like, there's no way to sugarcoat it. But we look at the final drive. I want to know what you saw in that final drive as someone that likes to look at the quarterback, sees the intricacies of that position. I mean, like I said, it inspired a little hope for me. But break down what you saw. Were you impressed? Were you not impressed?
Well, you know, they did some very simple concepts with him. He's very good at those high lows, both on the to the outside the numbers and then in between the hashes. So the thing I liked about his throw to Fannin that everybody talks about, first of all, it was a really good throw. It was 26 yards in the air, really good strike to Fannin. He had that open in the first drive when he checked the ball down in Njoku. So it was good to see a little bit of growth there. They also changed to move the pocket a little bit. He threw a nice shot on the smash, which is a high low again to the outside. And then he used his feet to scramble one time. So that's that kind of that gamer mentality that he has. It'll be interesting because, you know, this is a league where they take away what you do. And this is a league where these guys, this is their job every day from, you know, getting up to when they go to bed. So they're going to take away some of those easy throws. They're going to probably bracket some of those and robber some of those middle throws. So he's going to, just like every other quarterback, he's going to have to make some adjustments. I really think those first 15 plays are crucial for him. But, you know, once again, I think it's, you know, it's just like in that game, I thought he did a nice job. I thought his poise was really good. He threw some really bad balls. And once again, as I stayed with Dylan, you know, you're going to have to go through the highs and lows with these guys. And you're going to have to, I always say, try not to get too high or too low. Because my history with working with football and being involved in football over 40 years, when the supporting cast isn't elite around a young quarterback, usually you're going to have lots of highs and lows during that game.
Okay, Lance, so, I mean, obviously supporting cast a big thing. Obviously something else people highlighted was the lack of first-team reps. Didn't take any basically throughout the entirety of the start of the year. Obviously, while Dylan was a starter, they were handing those to him as another rookie quarterback, but even before then didn't take them. How much of a difference do you feel that those reps actually make? Just 1 week of them, you get basically three practices to go through and have them.
Well, the first thing I will say is that, you know, one thing I've learned about the NFL, and it's all levels of football, it's football is not fair. And there's many a quarterback that has gone in there and done poorly, worse than he has and a lot better than he has with the same similar kind of limited rep situation. I think he's done a great job. I think he understands what he's doing. He just needs to see some live action, and that's kind of what I saw. I think he'll be fine. But I do think the reps will help him. I think it'll help him with the timing, obviously being out there with those guys. You know, during camp, I saw him throw to all those guys, maybe not during, you know, team sessions, but, you know, he has a lot of banked throws with Judy and Fannin and Njoku and all those guys. So I think he'll be pretty good. You know, I think he'll be okay there, but, you know, the game of football is all about taking the opportunity when it's presented to you. And last week he didn't do that, and hopefully this week he does. And the thing I would tell people is, you know, hopefully if you're a Browns fan, you're looking for good quarterback play. And wherever they can get that good quarterback play from, if it's Dylan, if it's Shador, then that would be encouraging, you know, because I think, you know, the idea of I told you so either way is going to kind of be the narrative after the game. Yeah. But I think, once again, he's going to do a lot of good things because he's a really good player. And he's going to do some bad things because he's a rookie and the speed of the game is just different at the NFL level.
Okay, Lance, so how do we go through this Sunday and how do we evaluate Shador? Like, give me the tool that you'll use that is the biggest determining factor. Some people are going to point to stats, and we're going to have across the board. Some people are going to say it's the most important thing to see, the eye test. What are you actually using to determine whether or not Shador played a good game of football or not?
Well, you know, it's very similar. That's a good thing about kind of how I look through is that I'm grading and doing things the same way. And I want to say grading because, you know, I make as many mistakes as everybody else, but I'm analyzing the same way regardless of what quarterback it is. And you want to see him, first of all, his footwork get be much improved because that's really hurting him when he drifts and goes backward, not only with sacks, but just the ability to transfer his weight forward. So that would be the first thing I'm looking for. Secondly, is he going to the right spot? I think he has really good accuracy and anticipation. Is he going to the right spot? You know, on that interception, he should have taken the under, even though he's under tremendous pressure. You know, that happens in the NFL. Hopefully he learns that, you know, never pass up a free meal. If they give you something underneath, take it. You know, and obviously you want to see him take a couple shots. I think you'll see that, even though, you know, he threw that shot to Larvidan. That probably wasn't his primary, but he's a guy who likes to take risks. And he's a guy, you know, he's a gunslinger. So you're going to have to tie that into it as well. So as we're Dylan, it's for Dylan, it's going to be much more important that he's high level completions, super accurate, because he's not pushing the ball downfield. Shador maybe doesn't need that because he's going to push the ball downfield, which means more big plays. It also means more interceptions and bad things. So for me, it's, you know, footwork. Does he go to the right spot? I think that, you know, he already showed the game's not too big for him. It's not too fast for him. He's just going to have to, you know, kind of earn those reps. Keep moving forward, not get too high or too low. And really, does he know, does he have command? Does he know where he's going? Does he understand what's going on around him? Does he understand what fronts and blitzes and coverages he's seeing? And you'll see that in his footwork, and you'll see that in his poise and his ability to get through his progression. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. Just kind of, and once again, it's the same thing I have for all quarterbacks. And I'm interested to see how he does because I, you know, he's a guy that, he seems to be pretty good when the lights are on. So I'm looking forward to see, you know, it's his show, and we'll see what happens on Sunday.
Lance Rise on Cleveland.com with this year on the Fan Hotline. Lance, do you feel like, we heard Mary Kay say earlier this week that she feels like Shador maybe needs to, and this is paraphrasing, it's not a direct quote, but essentially tune it down a little bit. Like, he doesn't need to be legendary in this game. He just needs to dump things down, make it simple, and make the correct reads. Do you have that same feeling, or is this a game where you kind of let Shador go out and, in a lot of ways, be himself, take those risks, and make those mistakes?
No, I'm with Mary Kay on this one, and here's why. It may be a little different reason, but for me, the priority still has to be winning. And just like I go back to the Dolphins game when I thought Dylan did enough to win. So if it's, you know, and he didn't get enough credit for it. So if Shador can go out there and get a win, I don't really care what his stats are. Did he go to the right spot? Did he make some good throws? But if they won, that's something you build on. And so for me, I you know, the reason he should check it down and not, you know, not take too many risks is because if they can get 7 to 10 to 14 points on those, you know, those script plays, which I think are going to be so vital for him, that's going to be enough against this offense, against this Browns defense. So once again, the priority has to be winning football games. And if you're going to win this football game, it might be a game where he hands it off a bunch because they can't stop the run. And that's okay, because that's what winning quarterbacks do. They, whatever's working that day, you know, there'll come a time where, you know, it seems there always comes a time when a quarterback has to carry the team. We'll see when that happens. But for a quarterback, the only thing that can happen when you have a game like this is you make more mistakes. So we'll see what happens. But I think if, you know, if he's solid and they win the game, that's much more important to me than anything else. You know, footwork, all that stuff we'll look at on film. But the bottom line is, Jake, you've got to win football games, and that's something the quarterbacks have not been able to do lately. So that's going to be my number one thing I'm looking at. Do they win the game? And then you work backwards.
All right, Lance, I like that you bring up the win, because one of the things that I highlighted was, obviously we see Dylan back on the practice field today, although still not clearing concussion protocol, so he's out for Sunday's game against the Raiders. But if you get a win out of Shador Sanders, if he just goes through and leads the team to win, whatever it looks like, as a coach, take me through that mindset. Is that enough to keep Shador on the field and not go back to Dylan the following week?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you know, that's going to be interesting because, you know, we don't know what's going on in meetings. We don't know what the level of knowledge and understanding, not that he can get, but what they've given him. So obviously you want to make sure he's out there with a full allotment of routes and things he can do to have success. So it'd kind of be like, you know, I think was the temperament of the team. What is the, you know, what does the operation look like? All those things tie into it. But, you know, my thing has always been winning. So I will say this. It seems like they have a plan built in. So I would, if he was to win, I would go back to Dylan, but I would definitely be okay with Shador being back in there if you're going to continue to build and give him more and more opportunities to throw more routes, more combinations, more five-man routes where he's getting everybody out, things like that. So that's going to be a tough call. But if you're winning and winning is the number one priority, then, you know, that has to tie into it as well. Obviously if he plays terrible and they win, in spite of him, then you know, maybe it's not the case, but I think he's going to play well. I think this is a good game for him to start. You know, the idea of, you know, you go into a game saying, oh, this is a team they got to, you know, it's going to be a good game. These are NFL teams. These are all really good teams. Some are better than others, but these are still NFL. And, you know, I absolutely know this team is not very good they're playing. However, those are high-level guys that are playing at full speed, so he's going to have to play well for them to win. And then that'll be an interesting topic. You know, I could see it going either way. For me, it's whatever Kevin Stefanski has, whatever he has built into his system, and whatever he thinks is right, that's what you go with. That's who you hired. That's who your guy is. And then you kind of live with it. And that's why guys get hired to get fired in the NFL, because those are tough decisions you got to make, and a lot of times you don't make the right one.
Coach Riz, Lance Risen with us here. Lance, let's take a more holistic view then. Raiders defense, you mentioned the team as a whole not that great. The defense also not that great. Max Crosby on the other side, but aside from that, not much. What do the Browns need to do, both the Browns and Shador, to be successful in this game?
Well, they got to get the vertical run game going, because if they can get it, you know, as I said, with all young quarterbacks, if you can get it to second five, this is going to sound very similar to Dylan's first start. Mm-hmm. You can get it to second five, Shador will have much more confidence. And once again, if you're in run or pass situations, so you're, if it's second and five, that defense has to play honest to both. That prevents that defensive line from pinning their ear back and getting after Shador, because he seems to struggle a little bit with that pressure right in his face. So, for me, that run game is really, really important. And the Raiders, they're pretty good at pass rushing, but even Max Crosby, the guy, Kuntz inside, those guys inside, they get moved off the ball. Last week was one of the poorest defensive line breakdowns that I've had in a while. So Browns got to get with the run, establish the run, and then if they can establish a run, then you start getting those safeties down the box. Maybe you get some of those stretch plays, some of those chunk plays that, you know, the Browns have been looking for, because that's what Shador does very well. He throws a fantastic deep ball. So, once again, just like for all young quarterbacks, but especially in this type of offense where you're basing everything on the run, they got to get that vertical run game going so they can set up play action and set up some shot plays with more people in the box.
Lance, how much extra does this team need to do in pass protection? Obviously, the Ravens brought a ton of pressure. You mentioned that definitely caused problems in Shador's debut. Hey, what are you doing in this game to help alleviate some of that pressure? Is it quick throws? Is it, you know, throwing chips from tight ends and running backs? What is it?
Well, yeah, and you said it right best. So early downs, if you want to throw the ball, maybe work some quick screens, some three-step where you're running hitches and slants, and then you run your double moves off those, the hitch and go, the sluggo. But what they really got to do that I think will help him, he's pretty good in the pocket. He's pretty good off play action as well. So if you can get the run going, again, what limits like a Max Crosby is run at him with a 300-pounder, Cam Robinson, those guys who are struggling in pass protection, you know, throw some body punches in there. And when you heard all summer those guys up front say marrying the run with the pass. And basically what that means is that when they line up, that defensive lineman, he's reading what the offensive lineman does instead of just saying, I'm coming after the quarterback. Because if you're at second and five, now he has to play the run. He has to play the pass. That's your best way to stop, you know, those guys from getting home is preventing second, third and longs and making them be honest to the run game, because then they have to play the run game. That's when the Browns pass protect pretty well, because those defensive linemen are worried about taking on double teams and thing, you know, getting hooked on pin and pull and kicked out on counter and power. So they got to get the run game going to slow those guys down. And that more than anything, you know, the chips and all that stuff, but the run game will prevent them from playing with their hair on fire.
All right, Lance, let's look at the Raiders offense here quickly. Line has not been good. Obviously, the Browns front has been really good. No Alex Wright this week. Should this front for the Browns look unstoppable against this Raiders offensive line?
Absolutely. You know, their tackles have really, really struggled. They do a nice job of getting the ball out of Geno's hands. So their run game has struggled really bad. And people have talked about Genty, but he hasn't had any blocking. He's had some of the best. I've watched six games now. He's had some of the best 4-yard runs I've ever seen, because he's getting hit behind the line of scrimmage on almost every play. I'll tell you what they do very well that worries me a little bit, just because the Browns have struggled in recent years. Bowers and Mayer, their tight ends, are really good players. They're good in line and out. Bowers is a matchup nightmare, kind of like you want with Njoku, but I even think he's at a higher level, especially when he's split out wide. He runs receiver routes, and he's a big body guy, so especially down the red zone. Mayer's another guy, 260, 270, can block in line, so they can get in that 12 personnel and kind of dictate what the Browns are doing. But besides that, you know, they got rid of some of their guys. Trey Tucker's a guy who's really got some speed. Besides that, they're just very, very average. Beck's a kid out of TCU I liked. You know, and like I said, Genty's not going to run the ball very well, but he's not very good in pass protection. So I would bring a plus one blitz all the time and make him pass protect, so he can't, you know, if you think about when, you know, you think about checkdowns, the way you take away checkdowns is to bring a guy. And I remember my dad used to always say, if it's a guy, we don't want the ball in his hands. We're bringing a guy, so he has to block him. So I look for the Browns to consistently bring five to make sure that he stays in and pass protects more than getting out on those checkdowns, because he's pretty dynamic with the ball in space.
All right, Lance, last one here for you, about 30 seconds. Jerry Jeudy's obviously sit down with the media. It lasted about a minute and a half. I was giving very short answers. Is this something that, you know, you just look at it and you brush off, might just be a bad day for a guy, or is this one that has you keeping a little bit of a closer eye on Jerry Jeudy come Sunday?
Well, you want to keep an eye on it. He's the kind of guy, I've said it for a while, right? You got to get him early touches. That can seem to get his mentality and his personality kind of going in a positive direction. So I look for them to get some early touches. He does seem a little disgruntled, and you want to see his effort, especially when the ball's not in his hands on Sunday. This is, you know, you hope this is not what's, you know, coming forward from him if he's not touching the ball. But yeah, I'd get him some early touches. He's the best you got on offense right now. Make sure he gets early touches and get him happy. Deal with the other part of it in the offseason. You got to get this guy some touches in space.
All right, Lance. Love it as always. Appreciate you setting aside the time. Look forward to seeing and hearing from you coming up here on Sunday. You'll be with JP, obviously. Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show, 1 p.m. this week with the Browns playing at 4. Look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely, buddy. We'll see you on Sunday.
No doubt. Lance Rising, Cleveland.com, with us there on the fan hotline. We'll react to some what he had to say as well. How are you evaluating Shedeur Sanders come Sunday's game? 216-474-0092. We get into it in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick right here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.